Blog Talk Radio.
Truth.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex.
Are the Bible's prophecies today's reality?
This could be the sign that signals the return of Christ.
World leaders are working behind the curtain.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. Secret societies, secret oaths, secret proceedings.
Now, get ready for an hour of truth that will make you think. We'll examine Bible prophecy and see how close we are to the return of Jesus Christ for His church.
You're in the zone. Politics, Israel, the Middle East, the revised European superstate,
and more. All in the zone. This is the Prophecy Zone with your host, Phil Armstrong.
Anywhere in the United States yet, but in 3 hours on the East Coast, and slowly but surely here in the Pacific, it will be 2011. 2010 was a year of birth pains, and it looked obvious that things were going to take place and transpire, but they did not happen that way. And I want to talk to you guys about, real quick, about watching your local news. And I want to articulate this point, is that a lot of some believers and a lot of unbelievers say that Jesus Christ coming is bad news or sad news or depressing news. And let me be a little bit more clear. They say that the end time Bible prophecies are bad news and depressing. But not yet an individual can watch murder mysteries all day on TV, then turn around and watch the local news to find out who died, then turn around and go to work and gossip, come back. Now, y'all don't understand what I'm saying. It is only a good news on the local news if it's going to be a sunny day, your football team wins, and you find out they're giving free tickets to a certain concert. That's only good news you can find on the news. Now, there is good news. I'm just being over-munctious here. But when people talk about, when Christians, true Christians talk about Jesus Christ could come back this year, what is the prime response you get? Well, I know that I get that I want to see my son graduate from high school. I got to get married first. I want to take that trip to the Bahamas. And even if they don't say these things, people are thinking these things. And it's just because they are tied to this world. It says in John, it says in the book of John 2:15, love not the world or the things in the world. People are hooked to this world, and they don't want to let it go. Now, I'm not saying, if you are a young person, individual, I'll be the first to say, go ahead and become a doctor if you got enough brain power. Or if you're an individual who has athletic skills, I'll be the first to say, go be a football player. If you can sing, I'll be the first to say, go sing. Live your dreams. But what I see is people who live more in a fantasy world, who want to see things happen. Like, I want to hit a lottery. You know, hit a million, a billion, kazooka, a billion-dollar lottery. And that's all they talk about, but they don't want to see Jesus Christ come back. Let's change the subject to the year in review. Yeah, there were some moments where I just believed that things were going to explode, and then they didn't happen the way we thought they were going to happen. But here's the deal. A lot of us are looking for that blessed hope. We're doing what exactly we're being told to do. And then there's a lot of people who ridicule Christians for wanting Jesus to come back. And then they say, well, what do you think? You guys are better than us. You're gonna escape this thing, and we're going to stay down here. And then there's even Christians. There's a group of Christians who believe, what do you think? God's going to just let you guys escape these things? Well, what did it say? What was he talking about the Church of Philadelphia? He said that I'll keep you out of the time of testing that's coming upon the whole world. And people seem the simplest. The step is just starting your own doctrine of there is a rapture, there is not a rapture. Why don't you just read the Bible? Say, I have. You overread it. Can you imagine saying you stop at a gas station, you know, just before you leave town to go over to somebody's house or go visit somebody, and you say, can I have the directions? And you overhear, you thought he was talking to you, but he says, turn left out of this driveway and keep going as far as you can. But you have some distractions. And you leave, and then you ended up going the wrong direction for about 3 or 4 hours. You had to turn all the way back around and go the right direction. But well, by the time you come back to that gas station, you go in there and ask the clerk, what happened? Why did you tell you? I wasn't talking to you. You left before I gave you the instructions. I said, wait, hold on for a minute. And then your son said, yeah, he said that. Say, so the directions that he give you would have been go out the driveway, turn left, and then make another left, and then get on the highway. But that was, you passed it. You were too busy conversating with everybody else in the store, and you were not able to understand what he was trying to tell you to do, which is simply turn left and then turn left. Instead, you turned left and you kept going. So when the scriptures say, I will keep you out of the time of testing, right before the testing begins in the Bible, chapter 3, then chapter 4, chapter 5 closes, and then chapter 6 begins the tribulation period, I will keep you out of the time of testing. He's talking to somebody. He's talking to an individual group. And then they'll come up and they'll say something like, well, the churches are slipping. Look at Eddie Long. And look at the guy that in Colorado Springs, Haggard. Look at all of this stuff. Look at, you know, the PTL. You know, Jim Baker and all of this stuff that happened. What do you think? God is going to take those people with? Yeah. If you repent, yeah. But see, he says they kept the word of his patience. They kept his word. Huh. There is a remnant out there who will keep his word and follow his word and go by his word. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus said. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And see, there are a lot of people in my past that would have heard this radio program and think I was crazy. But as we go into the tribulation period, or as the world goes into the tribulation period, we're going to find out that crazy is not so much crazy anymore, that reality has turned to crazy. And one day these things will transpire. One day these things will happen. Now, do I want people to die? No, that's why I'm doing a radio program, so people won't die. People say, well, why do you say all these things? I don't want to see anybody die. Well, you need to first worry about yourself. Are you saved? And the reason why I say that is because if you're on an airplane and you guys are going down and you know CPR, nobody else knows CPR, and you're able to help somebody, you need to help. You need to make sure you get your gas mask on first, and then put the people around you gas mask on second. Then you will be able to survive and help other people. But what happened this year? There was a lot of military buildup. There was the Iranian, what do they call that, a reactor. There was rumors of wars. There was a few wars. There's not so many wars. There was earthquakes, of course. There was earthquakes at tremendous rate. So this year, 2010, was exactly what the Bible said it would be. There'd be wars and rumors of wars. There'd be earthquakes in diverse places, pestilence. Well, I mean, these last couple of years have been just what the Bible has proclaimed it to be. The only thing is the wind part. And I think what we need to do is build up zeal, set yourself up to be here for 10 years, set yourself up to be here for 5 years. Those years go by pretty darn fast. Set yourself up to be here for 3 years. Don't say Jesus is coming back next year. He can. I'm not saying he can't. I'm saying I believe he can come back this year. I believe he can come back the next year. After that, I can believe he can come back 5 years or 10 years from here. So the reason why I'm saying this is that we need to prepare and have enough zeal. Start your radio program and continue on teaching and equipping the saints to not only get out of here, but to be able to preach the gospel, to be able to share the gospel, to be able to team up and do the gospel the way it should be done, which is discipleship. Now, I am willing to work with Blog Talk radio host. But my only problem is the problems that we had in 2010 with some of these guys that were attacking various ministries on Blog Talk Radio. And it, to me, it is disheartening to know that there are people who do not want people to work in harmony. They want to cause confusion. They want to cause division amongst brothers and sisters in Christ. And I say this. I say that we need to continue to try to work together, not try to work together in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the reason why I said try is because we would try to work together with those individuals who were causing the problems in the first place. But I think we need to finally cast them off. I had said on one of my radio programs I needed some help. And it was an individual who normally comes into people's chat rooms. He said, I would help you. I was like, yeah, sure. And I got some swamp land to sell you in Alaska. Actually, there is some swamp land in Alaska. How about wetlands in Arizona? How about that? So something told me right away. I didn't give it a second thought. I was like, nah. Now, it ain't all of you guys, but a few of y'all asked to help me out, and I just really haven't got back with you. But there's a few individuals who asked to help out, and I'm like, man, are you kidding me? You're kidding me, right? And I heard one of Brother Michael Parker, say that one of the guys on Blog Talk Radio had put some stuff on another brother's Blog Talk Radio page, and I ain't gonna go into what it said, but it was not clean. It was not cool. So you have to watch yourself here in Blog Talk Radio, especially when you're one of the bigger ministries on Blog Talk Radio. I don't really picture myself as bigger. We can grow so much more. It's only up to God. It's up to God, and it's mostly about preaching the gospel. I like numbers because I want to see how many people I'm reaching. It's different when you on like Blog Talk Radio. You want to know the numbers. That's why I kind of went overboard. When you look at my page, I got maps like three, and I didn't realize. Hey, wait a minute, I got three maps up there. That's getting a little bit too overboard. But the only reason why I haven't went in there and canceled out one of the maps because I'm scared I might lose the better ones. I don't know. But we have grown in 2010 by leaps and bounds. And I don't even think I even noticed that we have grown in 2010 a lot from 2009. And I suspect we to grow in 2011 in leaps and bounds that we have grown in 2010. And that's just me praying that. Now, our show format will take on a super facelift. And you guys will have an opportunity to see that and hear that as time goes on. I have no willingness to stop. Matter of fact, I have zeal bottled up in me, and it might not even seem like it because I haven't been doing shows left and right, but I am ready to go. I am ready to really grow in this ministry and the Lord. I'm ready to go. You know, we got a lot of things we can do. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. I am looking at having a series written down for the next 6 months. We know we're going to go with the Shack. We're going to talk about the Shack. We're also going to we're going to have guests on here on Sunday nights. And we're really going to be starting pretty soon. It's going to be a different format in March, a whole different format in March. But we're going to start doing Sunday shows accurately, persistently, and on time. And in the March, in April, it's going to change a lot. We're not playing now, so we're serious. But it's going to change into a more like a YouTube format where we can take each section off and use it for YouTube. Now, YouTube is, I don't know if it did everybody like this, but it's given me a longer file to upload, so I can go longer than 15 minutes. So with these shows, we're going to pray about a format that God will deliver unto us, a format, especially when I have guests on here. But I haven't really came on full-fledged, ready to really teach anybody anything. I've never done that on this show. So that's going to be a lot of my format once I take off and start to do the Shack, which is a novel, which is a great danger to the kingdom of God, because first of all, if you don't believe in the Trinity, it's no problem for you. So let's get that established right away. If you don't believe in the Trinity, it's no problem. It's not going to be any problem for you. But if you believe in the Trinity and you're picking up that book, you need to be slapped. But at the same time, I'm not going to say that because that's going to be the last time I say something that mean. I just don't understand. To me, that's blasphemy, sort of. To me, it's idolatry. To me, it's a lot of things. Even though it's a novel, we can't even spread bad truths about Barack Obama. What if we put Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, in a novel and call him a drag queen? Now, I don't know. Some of these politicians are kind of horky like that, but it's beside the point. He has a wife and kids, and that won't be too kosher for the nation to see their president mirrored as a drag queen. So you're going to get God the Father, who the Bible strictly stressed that it is a spirit. And it says in, what is it, Luke 4? I think, I don't have my Bible downstairs, but Luke 4. The lady that is at the well, Samaritan woman at the well, Jesus told her that you must worship God in spirit and in truth. Spirit and truth. Because God is spirit. So he's an invisible. But every time you see and hear the Bible, you see through faith, of course, but every time you hear the Bible or you read the Bible, the Holy Spirit is addressed as he. Of course, Jesus is addressed as he. Even God the Father is addressed as he. Even though God the Father was, he is a being that created men in his own image, and then women was plucked off from Adam. But God is masculine. He is not feminine. He is masculine. So to call God a fat black woman is a big deal. But is that the biggest deal? No. Listen to my show from last night. There's a lot of bigger deals. There's theology taught in this novel. And we've seen Da Vinci Codes where people will run with this. Even people in the church will run with this as facts. Because even Paul Young, the writer of, unless I'm getting it mixed up, I don't know if it's Paul Young, the writer of The Shack, or no, it was the guy that was the writer of the Da Vinci Codes, was saying, they asked him, ABC asked him a question, is this stuff fact, is it true? He said, yes, based off facts. Now, I thought it was a novel. But anyway, I'm going to do a Da Vinci Code one also. And I am going to look for guests come on and talk about the Da Vinci Code and the Shack and every other thing you can think of for 2011. I'm not playing in 2011, y'all. I'm for real. I am going to get, first of all, hosts that can come on and articulate, and then I'm going to get guest hosts who can come on with me and articulate, and then I'm going to articulate. And our plans is for this ministry to grow four times the size it's grown. And we don't, this is not a money issue. It's a soul issue. Even at my lowest point, I don't want to see myself go to hell, and I don't want to see nobody else go to hell. Even at my lowest point, I'm not saying I'm at my lowest point now, I'm just saying even at a low point in my life at certain times, I don't want to, that's not on my agenda. There's a lot of people who would just sit back and relax and give it to somebody else. Hey, somebody else can preach the gospel. No, that's not cool. Because if you really, 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 really think about this, if the devil wanted to fool everybody out there, he would do it subtly. And don't you think the beautifulest thing that he would do is send a novel with half-truths? Because if he comes and tells you the full truth of the lie that he is giving you, then you're not going to listen. It's like having a ditch in a beautiful land, okay? And he covers the land with beautiful trees and flowers, and he sends a pretty lady down the hill and says, come, you know, like kind of like the 72 virgins, whatever. But anyway, come, so they come, and they fall in the ditch. They fall in the ditch because he hid the truth of the truth. So now let's change it around. What if he just take the land and cut the grass off, cut all the trees, and put a whole bunch of ditches so you can see them and say, come, fall into my ditch. Are you going to fall into the ditch? No, you're not going to fall into the ditch. So these books from Purpose Driven to the Shack are poison, because even the church, even one of my preachers that I used to go to church a couple of years ago, about a year ago, 2 years ago, I don't know, even tried to teach from Purpose Driven, 40 Days of Love. And yeah, you can eat some of the meat on these different books and tapes. You can eat the meat and spit out the bones. Yeah, you can do that. But be careful, because poison is in there. Satan is not going to come out, folks, and try to kill you right away. He would rather put you to sleep like the proverbial frog in the water. That's why the Bible says to be sober, for your adversary, the devil, is going around like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. That's why he's doing that. But we, as far as 2010 is concerned, I'm going to speak more about that too. Because Satan can set up, he can set the end time Bible prophecy buff up. He can set us up so tight that we actually believe things are going to happen and they don't. You know how many people he can lose just by doing that? But see, we don't read the Bible properly. He told us that these are warning signs, and these warning signs can keep going for a while. They're just getting worse and worse and worse every year, to a point where the woman has their baby. Now, if you live in the United States and your life is that miserable, you need to really check it.
Well, I would so like Jesus Christ to come back tomorrow.
Yeah, I would too. Miserable or not. Will my wife accidentally backslide and go play a lottery for $100 million and then say she won? Do I go party in Bermuda and forget all about this ministry? Or do I try to give that money away quick as I can? Folks, I ain't going to hell for no bottle money. I've already been dumb enough my lifetime. It says, what will you pay for your soul? Or what would it cost you to ignore your soul or the destination thereof? What would it cost you to ignore your soul? The riches of this life? The pleasures of this life? Meet your nice little girlfriend or boyfriend or you know what I mean? So we must endeavor to make this year a great year for Jesus. Because the time is coming when you will not be able to work. And it might be sooner than you think. I prefer the economy to keep going. Stay strong. I got 5 kids, people. I'm not wishing nothing bad on nobody. Unfortunately, everybody can't be saved like some of these preachers out there. Billy Graham is preaching. There is a wideness. Everybody can be saved. No, everybody can't be saved. In that case, you need to sit down and retire then. The message is not all that important anymore. If you think everybody's going to be saved, even the unsaved, a lot of people that I've encountered know that everybody can't be saved. It's impossible. But anyway, I don't have a theme song because my switchboard is jammed. So I'm going to go off and wish y'all a happy new year. And God bless everybody out there. and have a wonderful, wonderful day. It's going to take me a while to hang this thing up, but God bless y'all. See you later.